but there's only the 10th parak. Could you imagine what we're going to be like when we're at the 25th parak? Could you imagine just getting to this madriga where you beat your Yetzirah to the point where you don't have that desire anymore? We're more on the level of we know Besecho, but our desire is still there. But if you keep on doing it, you end up, you break onto the other side of the matrix. Lahavdil.
You're totally clean.
David HaMelech got there. We're only 6 minutes in, guys. Unbelievable. Only someone who's totally clean from Averos. Who haroy lirois is Pnei HaMelech Hashem. Only someone who's totally clean. Can he see Hashem? Otherwise, you should just be embarrassed. Like Ezra Sofer says, first time the Ramchal says this. The Ramchal says, it's very hard to get to this, and you need a lot of work. Here it is, guys. This is where denial comes in. You hear that? Guys, you see that line? Haveros that you know about are easy to stay away from. Once you know that you struggle with something, then that's it. What's the problem? You already got, you're there. 90% there. Kevan shirasam galuya. Achadiktukum asarach nakiyas wakashi yaser. To get to the next level, that's harder. Why? Ki hayras haheter mechas alachay, denial. You don't even notice that you're lying. You're rationalizing. You think you're telling the truth when you're lying. You don't even know that you have this problem. You think you're good. You think you're clean, right? Because the carpet is clean, but really there's not so much light and you don't see all the dirt. One of the things people think, I've always had this hara. People think, oh, I'm going to go to Gehenna for this, and I'm going to go to Gehenna for this. I'm going to have problems. No. It's for the things that you don't even know about. That's going to be your ticket. The things that you know about, you're already conscious. You feel bad about it. Oyvei, you could do tshuva. You do tshuva in your heart. You feel like, I wish. You have good ritzinus. These things you're totally blind to. Rubam begazel. Most people steal. Believe it or not, he's going to prove to us through Perek Yud Aleph that most of us steal. Yeah, you would never imagine. Umiutam barayas. Minority suffer from illicit relationships. V'kulam ba'avak lashon hara. I don't even have to translate that. Kivim ne'roiv da'kusai. Because of its subtle nature, we're only 9 minutes in, guys. Kol b'nei adam neshalom by mamasha ein makirin oisai. Ignorance is not bliss. Not knowing, as he said in the first few prakim, if someone takes poison without knowing that it's poison, it still will kill you. And that's what he says. I love it. Because he was clean, he went to war. And he was like, I'm good. Nothing's gonna affect me. Vayashoil erdoif ayvai. Let me run after my enemies. Asi game. V'le'oshavat kaloisam. He was like, I'm going to run after my enemies. My enemies are going to be afraid of me. Because the only reason you have to be afraid of the enemy is why? Because of your averus. If you have no averus, you have nothing to be afraid of. Mashal yashavat azvichizgal if yishalayam inokum kochach. U'mashavu asmasachdvariv yikmeleni Hashem kitzitki kibor yada yashavli. Right? My cleanliness. Basically, again, a pasuk talking about how David HaMelech is clean. Your troops. Unbelievable how the Ramchal talks about war. What's the answer? Somebody who's clean. Here he goes. He says it again, guys. Hamida Hazois Kasha. You thought I was just my introduction was my own introduction? It was from the Ramchal. This is very hard, guys, he says. Kiteva ha'adam chalash. The nature of man is very weak. Could you imagine our day? V'liboy nifte al makala. And our hearts are very much seduced very easily. Umatir la'atzmai, and we rationalize things sheyuchalim tzebehem k'teyatah. Bavadei shemishikav zezamidik v'aragil madrig v'doyla, someone who reaches only the 10th paragraph. He reached a very high level. Ki b'fnei milchama chazaka omad v'notzach. V'novei atalavar pertei hamida azois. Pertei midas hanikias rabim heima oid. There are very details to be clean. V'hinam k'chol ha'pradim k'chol ha'shasa mitzvos lo saseh. There are 365 don'ts and things that can neged every day of the year, 365 days of the year. Ki amnan in inyan amida kfar amarti. He says, I explain what the mida is. Shehuli yis naki mikol anfi averes. It means you are clean from all the branches of doing things wrong. V'ulam, ava pisha b'chol averes b'shal di yitzahara lachti yasa adam. The yitzahara wants to, for you to do every avera. Every avera he wants you to do. But there are other averis that are more prevalent that we rationalize. So even though it's all averis, right? But the Yetzirah wants us to be connected to more of these averis that the Ramchal is going to list. Asher al kein yisraglim yoyser chizik. So you need even more linatzeach es yitro to win the war against your Yetzirah linakas. Menachet, to be clean. Chinam ruzal, gezel and arayas, when it comes to stealing, and it comes to forbidden relationships, nafshoy shel adam mechamdasan umisave lahem. We're going to talk about stealing, because people, as the Ramchal is going to say, nobody will say, I don't steal, but boundaries. Stealing is all about boundaries, and when you have trouble with boundaries, which for sure our generation has trouble with, but you see it went back to the Gemara time, the time of the Gemara. It says that Gezel and Arayas, when it comes to Tivus, forbidden relationships and boundary issues with Gezel, a person wants those things. Anaf shay shal adam mechamdasei. You naturally desire it. V'nei anachnu roim, shava b'shaloi rov b'nei adam ganavim b'galoyim. If you ask somebody, are you a robber? You steal? Da'ayinu shushal chayidam yamim shvamom b'chabreim. You're going to go into your friend's drawer and take out money, go into his pocket? No way, I would never do that. Lakachas v'lasum mechleim, to go ahead and inside their pocket or their drawer. Afal pikeim rubam toamim tam geneva. Says the Ramchal that you can taste stealing. B'masam u'matanam. B'mashi yoyru heter la'atzum, because you rationalize. Right, I'm doing it to benefit myself. I'm doing it to gain. This is the first one because he says gezel, like we said yesterday, gezel is rubam begezel. That's what the Gemara says. Most people are guilty of stealing. It says leisashik, leisigzay, leisignivloy, leisagshav, leisashagush, bamita, leisuni, leisachiv. Right? All of these are nichal that the Torah says many times. Don't. Why does the Torah tell us many times not to do something? Because you're going to do it. So it has to warn you. So I'm telling you, don't do this. Don't trick your friend. Don't convince your friend, don't rationalize whatever we're going to see. Ela kol sesoizas yagel av yigra maisek farhu bechlal ha'iser. V'alze amru eves eishas reyeu leitime, that your friend's wife, you are not metame, shelo yorad le'umnus chavero, that you did not go down to the craft of your friend. Ukfar ha'yor Rabbi Yossi oizel lechen veli sheyichal ha'kloiz ha'gozim le'tinoikos ha'gim shevo etzlo. Hear this? Rabbi Yehuda, would say that you can't even convince someone to buy your product by giving them something extra. Now again, none of this is halacha lemaisa that we're talking about. It's just the basic overview of how these things work. The only reason it's mutter, because your friend can also do it. Listen to this. What do you think is worse, to steal from God or to steal from your friend?
Your friend.
Exactly. As it says in the Torah, you hear this? If you're working for someone, You don't have to. Now, again, I'm not talking about halacha lamaisa, but this is how strong it is. If you're hired by somebody and you're supposed to give them a certain amount of hours, you're not allowed to even make a bracha of hamotzi, and you're not allowed to bench the birchas hamazon va'afilu b'kriyashma, and only by kriyashma are you allowed to do l'chinu l'batim l'chinu l'parash rishonah, just to say Shema Yisrael. Why? Because since you're hired to work for someone, he owns every second of your day. Kal v'chomer b'noish shal kal v'chomer, for sure, l'devir ha'shush shakol shcher yoyim asur b'em shal l'batim l'chinu shal b'abayis v'ma'avar harei zegaza. I'm going to just give a very simple example here. I am not makbid, I'm moichel everybody right here, but I just want to give everyone here an example. I am moichel everybody, it's not considered geneva. But I'm just giving guys an example to show how you could taste geneva. If you take, how many paper towels do you take? How many cups do you take? How much food do you take that you throw away? If your parents are paying you for you to be here and you sleep and you don't do what you're supposed to do. So we're not getting it. I'm not attacking anyone. I'm not saying anyone should change anything. We're just learning the truth. And the truth is, when a person would check himself, forget about leaving lights on, leaving air conditioners on, forget about taking shampoo from your roommate and putting it on your hand and using the shampoo, taking soap that isn't yours. You can make a list. It's endless, endless of this. That's all pure geneva. Now, are you a robber? Of course you're not a robber. You just might not know about it. It's boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. A person takes 7 plates. A person takes a lot of tissues. A person does whatever he does, and he overdoes it. So that is like what he's saying. Hinei abachilgia filu shalom. Listen to this. We'll end off with this because I said 7 minutes. Abachilgia filu shalom loyheshiv l'talmidei chachamim. Abachilgia did not even say hi to a talmid chacham and react. A Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik, says hello while he was painting, while he was working. Shaloi lebatu melechus reyu. You hired me. I'm a hired worker. I'm not even allowed to stop my painting for a second to stand up to say hi to the Talmud Chacham. That's how much of a gezela it would be if a person did. Yaakov Avinu l'mashal mavar b'piv v'omer yisi b'yoy machlani chayriv. We all learn this from Yaakov Avinu. That what? That during the day he was hot, and he was working. The kerach balayu was freezing at night, and he didn't sleep. Mayanu eifo oiskim banosim b'shas malachu b'teilu mimena. And then you have a guy who goes to work, and then while he's at work, he's on his phone. He's doing this. He's playing a game. He's doing that. Okiyasku b'chafseim ish l'bitzo. Klolei shel davar. Okay, we're already 8 minutes. To be continued, guys. Let's go.